piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food guys. Here's a literary aside for you, Greg.
Coming from you, that's appropriate.
Yes, it is. Emily Dickinson, a great poet. She was not well known at all in her hometown of Amherst as a poet, but she was very well known as a baker. Her father said he would eat no bread except hers. We have, for instance, letters that she wrote to friends when she was 14 years old saying she was learning to bake this thing or that thing. She has, however, been particularly famous for a couple of cakes.
Yes.
Coconut cake, which I thought was pretty interesting, but especially her black cake.
Black cake.
Sometimes called a Jamaican black cake.
I had first heard of this black cake while I was watching the play, The Belle of Amherst, which was Julie Harris as Emily Dickinson in this one-woman show. And she was talking about black cake, and she gave the recipe out very sketchily. At the time, I was working on Baking in America, and I was looking for American recipes to put in this book. So then I did some research online and was able to find Emily Dickinson's recipe. It was a museum devoted to Emily Dickinson,
right,
and so they claimed that this was the original recipe. Well, it was enormous,
and
they said that Emily Dickinson would make this cake in a milk pail.
Yes.
I cut this recipe down fourfold. Even fourfold, I was still using about 3 pounds of dried fruit, which consisted of dark raisins, dried currants, and diced citron. And citron is a huge fruit from the Mediterranean area and Middle East. It's known for its rind. You can buy it in this country already diced from many different sources, and I would recommend that you do that for this recipe. But you cannot leave it out.
No, it's crucial.
And basically, it's like a pound cake recipe. Proportions would be one part of butter, one part sugar, one part eggs, one part flour. Then you would add brandy to it as part of the liquid and molasses. So if it was Jamaican pound cake, that's probably the molasses that accounted for that name.
Yep.
Then you'd have different spices in there. Nutmeg and mace were very typical in the 19th century. And cinnamon. This particular recipe of Emily Dickinson's also calls for just a little bit of ground cloves, which I think helped to bring out the flavors of the raisins and the currants. And that's pretty much it. You mix it all together and you bake it. This will make 2 loaf pans. Don't panic out there. The recipe is going to be on mtpr.org.
Don't be taking notes.
It keeps forever. This cake, if you make 2 loaves and you freeze one, it'll keep in the freezer at least 6 months. And what I recommend is that you keep the loaf you're going to be serving in the refrigerator. It'll be a lot easier to slice this cake when it's cold. This is true of any fruit cake. Not a fruit cake that has more batter than fruit, but more fruit than batter. And you'll find that they cut a lot easier.
I've never made a fruit cake in the past. My sister does it so well, but she's quit sending them
to me. Oh, she quit sending them to you?
Even though I beg. I was looking at different recipes, and I came across another recipe for the same thing. It calls for the raisins and the currants, but also apricots, pears, dried apricots, dried pears, dates,
and
8 ounces of dried prunes. Now, I can understand the prunes and the dates and the currants and the raisins. That's black cake.
That's right? Black cake, right.
But apricot. Adding apricots and pears, I don't get
that.
No,
that makes it not black. What would you call it?
I don't know. I don't see any reference.
Is there any citron?
Citron?
Is there any citron in there?
I see no reference to citron.
See, citron was in every fruitcake from the 19th century. It was imported and it was used lavishly in a lot of baking, but particularly fruitcakes.
Well, I think you can substitute things like ginger and that helps to make up for it. But really, a fruitcake has to have citron of some sort in it.
It does.
So we're going to leave you with that for now, and we hope that maybe you'll come back and we'll discuss something similar on the Food Guys.
Food Guys.
comedian, da dum da 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 da